Wednesday morning. Praise the Lord for another opportunity to come before Him and to hear about His Word. Quick update. My aunt, actually, or maybe Brother Kevin pronounces it, my aunt, had her open heart surgery. It actually happened Thursday or Friday. It kept getting postponed. But anyways, praise the Lord. Everything's going really, really good. So definitely thank everybody for their prayers and thoughts. It means a lot. Let's pray, and then we will jump into the word of the Lord. The scripture today will start in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 37. St. John, chapter 1, verse 37. Lord God, we come to you today in the matchless, mighty name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the word that you prepared for us. We thank you for the word that you always have for us. God, I'm humbled by your providing every single day of our lives, by you never giving up on us, by you being right there every single time. Thank you for being our Savior, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for believing in us. Thank you for having peace for us. I thank you that you supply everything that we stand in need of. And today, Lord, I pray that you will speak to each one of our hearts, each one of our minds, so that we can be changed for your glory, so that we can be a light that is put on a hill that cannot be hidden, that we can shine for your glory. And Lord, we'll be so careful to give you the glory, all praise and honor, because it belongs to you anyways. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter 1, verse, probably start at verse 30, I think I said 32, but probably start at verse 37, excuse me. John chapter 1, verse 37. I know for a lot of us in Whitfield County, it's getting time to go back to school. Isabel will start school tomorrow. Joshua will start school in about a week and a half. But one of the things every school year, every single school year, is what they send out is a supply list. It's a list. It's a big list. And somehow, in my opinion, it keeps getting bigger and bigger. But it's a list of, depending on what your grade your child's in or grandchild's in or friend's in, it's a list saying things that they'll need for the upcoming school year. They have things that are pretty much mandatory, and then they have a separate list that is optional. Anything from Kleenex to Lysol to cardstock, which, for a side note, I have no idea how cardstock costs so much money. So I need to leave a link somewhere and start a fund for that. But it's a supply list so that your child or your grandchild or friend can have what they need. But when you bring this supply list, one of the times that you bring it, it will be for us, is tomorrow at Meet the Teacher. Meet the Teacher is a day, it's an opportunity, it's a span of time that you and your child can go in and maybe lay eyes on the teacher for the first time. Maybe go in and see where your child's going to sit at. Maybe go in and just take a few moments to familiarize yourself with the surrounding situation. So I began to think about that and make plans for Isabel's today. And early this morning, the Lord whispered to me, what happens when we meet the teacher? Jesus being the good teacher, Jesus being called so many times in Scripture Rabbi, which is to be translated teacher. What happens when you and I meet the teacher? You see, when I was a young kid, my dad drug us to church. My mom drug us to church. We didn't really have a choice. I can remember trying to hide my shoes for church, Sunday evening church, because I knew Sunday morning there was no option. We're going to church. And to be very honest, there was no option for Sunday night church. I just somehow in my little mind thought that it would be a good idea to try to hide my shoes, but my parents could find them no matter where they were at, or many times I was told to go to church with no shoes if I couldn't find them. I thought somehow that maybe there was a way for me to get around going to this place that I really didn't have an appreciation for. So for many years, I thought that I was serving the Lord, but it took God doing several things and allowing several things in my life to happen for me to be able to meet the teacher, for me to get a one-on-one experience with Jesus that has forever changed my life. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But when things begin to fall apart, when things begin to go south, so to speak, I know how to get back to the teacher. I know how to get back to the experience that I had with the Lord one day. And I want to encourage you today, brothers and sisters, that you may believe what I believe. You may not. You may know a lot more than me. That's definitely a possibility. But I want to encourage you and let you know that this walk that we have with God, this walk that we have with the risen Savior, is personal. For many years of my life, I thought some things in the Bible that were taught were wrong. I thought they were heresy. I thought that was just for the people back then. And it took an experience that I had with God to teach me that the things that they had back then are more than available to us today, and so much more so. So in John chapter 1, verse 37, the Bible says, "The two disciples heard him speak," him being Jesus, "and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and, seeing them following, said to them, 'What do you seek?' They said to him, 'Rabbi,'" which is to be translated teacher, "'where are you staying?'" Verse 39, "He said to them, 'Come and see.' They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day." Now it was about the 10th hour. Verse 40, "One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, 'We have found the Messiah,'" which is translated the Christ, "and he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, 'You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas,'" which is translated "a stone." So you have Jesus walking around, you have Andrew hearing Jesus, and Andrew, the Bible says, immediately after hearing Jesus speak, went and found his brother, Simon Peter. When Simon Peter comes to Jesus, Jesus looks at him and he says, "Listen, you're going to be called Cephas," which is to be translated "stone." You see, brothers and sisters, today, the first time Andrew met Jesus, the first time he met the teacher, he had to go share his experience. You see, today when Alex and I and Joshua and Isabel go see her teacher, no doubt Isabel will talk to some people about the experience. No doubt Isabel will share with them some things that she saw or some things that the teacher said or some things that she heard. She has to share the experience. And when you and I meet the teacher, when we meet the Savior of the world, I believe it's so, so important for you and I to share that experience. What would have happened if Andrew would have sat back and been lazy and never brought Simon Peter to the fold? What would have happened if Andrew would have sat back and said, "No, I'm just going to consume all this teaching myself"? What would have happened if Andrew, when he was meeting the teacher, chose not to share? Brothers and sisters, you have no idea of the importance of your testimony. You have no idea who's waiting on you to give them hope, who's waiting on you to share the gospel, who's waiting on you and I to share the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, you're important to the kingdom of God. You're so important that he decided to send his son to die for you and I so that you and I could evangelize, so that we could share the meeting the teacher. You see, what my daughter's going to do in a few hours is absolutely no different than what you and I should do. We should share the meeting of Rabbi. We should share the meeting of the teacher. There's got to be an experience that you and I have when we sit face to face with the one who has eyes that look like fire. When the woman was caught in the act of adultery and Jesus stoops down and writes into the sand, you can't tell me that woman didn't have an experience with the Savior. when so many people were brought to Jesus and said, listen, this man, this woman should be stoned, Jesus would save their life. They had an experience with him and they forever had to tell about it. They forever had to share about what happened. Simon Peter, in this situation, was brought to meet the teacher, was brought to meet the rabbi. And when he came to meet him, Jesus looks at him and he says, listen, you're Cephas, which is to be translated a stone. Because one meet the teacher with Andrew was so significant that Andrew shared it with his brother, Simon Peter. History was forever changed. If you have your Bibles, Acts chapter 2, verse 12, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Most of us would call it the day of Pentecost. The Bible says when the day of Pentecost had fully come, there came in the Spirit of the living God and it filled them and they spoke with other tongues like as of fire, cloven tongues. And in Acts chapter 2, verse 12, the Bible says, so they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, what could this be? Others mocking said, they are full of wine. Verse 14, but Peter standing up with the 11 raised his voice and said to them, hold on, this is the same Simon Peter that because Andrew met the teacher was brought into an experience with Jesus. This is the absolute same Simon Peter that not too long ago had no idea who Jesus was. It's the same Simon Peter that would rather fish. It's the same Simon Peter that would rather do things his own way, but he had an experience with the Savior. He had an experience with Jesus that was so significant that it would forever change the course of history. Does that mean that Simon Peter served Jesus and never disappointed him? Absolutely not. We know that Peter would cuss. We know that Peter would deny Jesus several times. We know that Peter would deny the one that saved his life. We know that Peter would do a lot of bad things, but at the end of the day, this is the same Simon Peter that did all those things. Brothers and sisters, you can't allow your past to determine your future. You can't let your mistakes determine who you are and who you will be in Christ Jesus. We all have a past. We've all messed up. We've all had maybe met the teacher at some point, but it's okay to go meet him again. It's okay to go back to him and say, Lord, I need an experience. I need something so significant that will change who I am on the inside. So at the day of Pentecost, when there was some confusion because people thought that they were drunk, some people thought that this was a joke, that these people needed to go to bed. Some people thought that they had simply had too much wine. Verse 14 is Simon Peter standing up, raising his voice and saying to them, men of Judah and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. That's about 9 o'clock in the morning. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. One of the things that when we go to meet the teacher today, we're supposed to take our supply list and the supplies that we've brought. But brothers and sisters, when you go meet the teacher of the world, when you go meet the Savior of the world, you don't have to bring anything. You don't have anything that God doesn't already have. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You see, today we'll carry some pencils and some crayons and definitely cardstock and some candy and those things because the teacher in the school has need of it. But when you go to Jesus, when you go to God, I encourage you to go with open arms and open hands and allow him to be the one that supplies your need. You see, the only supply list that you need to bring to Jesus is a supply list that's completely empty and allow Him to write the story. Allow Him to give you joy. Allow Him to give you rest and comfort and love. Allow Him to be the one to make things happen. When Isabel walks into the classroom today, one of the things the teacher will do is no doubt lead her by the hand and show her where her seat's at. The teacher will show her where her seat's at, maybe to get rid of maybe some anxiety or maybe she's a little scared. She'll show her where her seat's at so she can get accustomed to where she's going to be going each morning. She'll show her where her seat's at so that she'll have a little bit of peace and maybe tomorrow morning won't be as anxious or because you know she'll be excited. She'll show her where her seat's at because she's a good teacher and she doesn't want the child to be confused. Brothers and sisters, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, you and I will be seated and are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. You see, our meet the teacher, he already has everything that we need. He has our supplies. He has our seat picked out. And see, it doesn't cost us anything to meet the teacher. Probably each and every year, and I need to do a better job of this, I complain about the price of the school list. I complain about the price of the supply list. And every year, no doubt, it gets to be more and more costly. And when I do this, it takes a few moments and I definitely feel a little bit of condemnation because I should be more grateful that we're able to supply these things than I should complaining. But no doubt, I've pretty much done it every year, complained about it, made excuses. Why shouldn't it be this way or why couldn't it be that way? But you see, brothers and sisters, when you and I go to God, when we have our meet the teacher with the Savior of the world, it doesn't cost us anything. And according to the book of Psalms, chapter 50, verse 10, our Savior, our meet the teacher, owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He not only owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, but one of the things that when you go in to meet the teacher, one of the things that you have to do is swing by the lunchroom. You have to swing by the lunchroom to make sure that there's not a debt from the previous year. You have to swing by the lunchroom to make sure that you know and understand how to put money on your kids' account if they're going to be eating lunch at the school. But one of the main reasons I've found out is that a lot of people have a debt from the year previous or maybe even years prior. They want them to settle up the debt so that they can start the school year off with a balance of zero or hopefully in the positive. Maybe they could put some extra money on the books. You see, at this meet the teacher today, if there's any debt, we need to settle it up. But brothers and sisters, the good news of the gospel, the good news of you and I serving Jesus, the good news of you and me able to call him rabbi, able to call him good teacher, is that he's already settled the debt. Colossians 1:14 says that he paid the price for our sins. And not only did he pay the price for our sins, but by Jesus paying it all on the cross, he therefore made us free. We can't stop that he paid for our sins. He canceled the debt, so to speak. Yes, that's true, but he also made us free. When he canceled the debt, he gave us freedom. It's the greatest exchange in the history of the world. The meet the teacher for you and me, brothers and sisters, is an exchange of sin. It's an exchange of debt. It's an exchange of worries and pain and confusion and sin. And we get to receive our debt canceled. But more than that, he's made us more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. He's called us the head and not the tail. So today I want to encourage you. I want you to know that enjoy your experience with Meet the Teacher. If your kid or your grandkid and you get to go do that with them, it's a fun experience most of the time. It's a great experience for us because our kids get super excited and sometimes a little anxious. And sure enough, every time after we leave the school, Isabel and Joshua are more at peace. They're more excited than scared. They're more happy about getting to see some classmates and getting to see some friends that that maybe they didn't get to see over the summer. But I want you to know that as excited as those little kids are and as happy as they are that their Meet the Teacher Day went great. No doubt that day will pass, and Lord willing, next year we'll do it again. But I want you to know that there is something available for you and me that once we experience it, once we call out to Him, Rabbi, once we call out to Him, Lord, and once we have that experience with Him as teacher and Savior and lover of our souls, once we have that experience, then we can go tell somebody else. Then we can bring somebody else into the fold. We can bring somebody else into the family. Because what would have happened at that day of Pentecost if Simon Peter wouldn't have been there? Would God made another way? Absolutely. But I believe with everything on the inside of me that Simon Peter that day was grateful that his brother Andrew shared Meet the Teacher. I believe with all everything inside of me, there's not one day in Peter's life that he was ashamed or that he regretted ever experiencing Meet the Teacher with his brother Andrew. Brothers and sisters, there's not a day of my life that I don't thank God for the power that He's put on the inside of me. There's not one day of my life that I don't know Him as forgiver and I don't know Him as Savior. There's not one day of my life, despite all my shortcomings, that He disappoints me or that He lets me down or that He's not redeemed me. You see, He is the great teacher. He is the epitome of all. And today He wants us to meet with Him. How do you meet with Him? You have to talk to Him. You have to listen to Him and allow Him to tell you who you are. You're a lot more important than you ever thought you were. You're a lot more significant than you ever thought you were. You and you alone have life and death on the inside of you. So today I end with my question is, have you met the teacher? And if not, it's completely fine. You can be like this man named Peter that went to meet the teacher with his brother and forever, forever changed the course of history. Let's pray. God, I honor You. God, I thank You for every experience that You've given us, and I thank You that You're not a God that disappoints. Lord, I pray today that no matter if we've met You 5 minutes ago, we can come back to You and get into Your fellowship. We can go to You and You alone, God, and allow You to tell us our worth and You to redeem us and You to strengthen us and You to provide. I thank You that we don't have to have a supply list with You. I thank You that we don't have to do things to earn Your love. We don't have to do things to earn Your forgiveness. You gave it all. And You are good for that. You are the Savior. You're the Father of everything. And today we honor You. We consider You God. We consider You ruler. We consider You forgiver. We consider You everything. You are El Shaddai. You're Jehovah Jireh. You're Jehovah Rapha. You're Jehovah Nisi. You are everything, Jesus. You are the great I Am. We believe these things and we consider them done and giving You all glory. In Jesus' name, amen.